How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to live a life that is simple and full of positive energy so that you can enjoy the things in your life and create the experience that you dream of. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I was doing some reflecting and this message really came to me, and it's so simple and it really just puts in perspective what it is that we have to focus on to create a life that is simple and filled with the things that we enjoy. But before we get into this message, here's a quick word from today's sponsor. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I can tell you there have been many times in my life where I wish I had a user manual. Then I gotta tell you, BetterHelp online therapy is basically the next best thing, because unfortunately, life does not come with the user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. Navigating any of life's challenges can make you feel unsure, whether it's a career change, a new relationship, or even becoming a parent. Therapists are trained to help you figure out the cause of challenging emotions and help you learn productive coping skills, which makes therapy the closest thing to a guided tour of the complex engine called you. And as the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. There's no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. If you want to learn more and save 10% off your first month, you can click the link down below or go to betterhelp.com/mindset. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mindset.
So I was watching a football game earlier today, and I was just thinking about, like, okay, the season, it's almost halfway over, and some people, like, that's all they do. They just, their whole life is consumed with football. And I'm not saying that that's a good or bad thing, but for this perspective, just think about this. So someone, their job, their life, their whole thing is surrounded by the game of football. Well, the game of football has a season, and then it has a postseason, and then it has an offseason. But some people, that's all they work on. Like, that's their job. Maybe they're a coach or a recruiter or a sports analyst. Like, whatever they are, that's all they focus on. And I was watching them play, and these are the people at the highest level because they're playing professionally. And I was thinking, like, you have to be consumed with that to be successful. If you want to be the highest level person in something like that, in a professional sport where only so few people make it, you have to consume yourself with that. You can't be involved with other things externally. It can be very difficult. You're probably not worried about the state of the world. You're really just focused on winning that game. And there's a little bit of envy when you think about someone like that, where all they worry about is a sport. All they worry about is this one thing, and that's what their life is consumed with. They're not lost in all the other things that consume us. And so I started thinking about, like, how that should apply to what our mission here is. You see, our mission is not an external thing. I don't believe that we came here to be a doctor, to be a business person, to be an entrepreneur. Like, I don't believe that we came here specifically
to do those things. Even a parent, even a spouse, like all of that is things that we get to do here and we can do here. But being the best version of those, or being the most successful version of those, should not be our number one goal. Our number one goal should be healing ourselves. Imagine if every single day from when you were born till now and in the future, you woke up with a mission to be the highest version of you. You woke up to feel the love energy as much as you can. You woke up to give the love frequency as much as you can. You see, if that was our primary focus and our primary mission of existence, everything else would stop mattering. Because you would be so attached and so in with the love frequency that that's all you would feel. It would be consuming your insides, and the external world is a reflection of our internal state. So since it's consuming you internally, you will see it all around you. Everything will start looking like an opportunity to find love. And it's that simple. Stop trying to be the best of X, Y, and Z. Stop trying to be the most famous actor. Stop trying to be the best spouse. Stop trying to be all of those things as your main priority. That doesn't mean you can't be the best whatever it is, but be the best you first. And that might sound selfish, and maybe it is in a sense, but when your goal is to grow and then give, like when you know that that's the path, if you think about it as two legs walking, like one step is growth for you and the next step is giving, like you can't move down the path without both of those happening. When that is your focus and that's your journey, you will be the best version of yourself in all of those things. And it's a selfish act initially trying to grow yourself, but you're agreeing to the fact that we are all connected. So the best you, the best version of you that's operating in love, is what's best for the world. When you are in your best self, when you're in your highest energy at work, you're going to make that job a better place. You're going to make that experience for the employees, for the ownership, for the members, or the people that participate in the business better. When you are your best self in your relationship, you're going to be giving the best version of you to your spouse, to your kids, to your parents, to everyone around you. When you are your best self with your friends, you are going to be giving that love and light to them as well. So I wonder why so many of us have this path, and maybe that's because that's the way school sets us up, or it seems like that's what everybody else is doing. But why are we so focused and our number one goal is how much money we make and the job title, the status, the ego, all these external things? Like that's what it says on our profiles. If you go on our social media, like we're highlighting all of the things that we do and are on this external world. But nobody's highlighting their energy. Imagine if that's what we're talking about. If someone, when they say, the first thing they say is, hey, how's your frequency today? What have you done that's good for you today? And then when you tell them, they're so happy for you. And then they say, hey, this is what I did that's good for me. And we started celebrating those people. The people that are legitimately healing themselves and giving away. No matter what the level is, maybe they're at a beginner stage. They've lived a life full of pain and now they're starting to heal. Or from day one, they've been on that healing path and maybe they didn't feel as much pain, but they're leveling up their frequency and giving away that knowledge. You see, that's a much simpler life. When you are right within, when your inner peace is perfect, nothing externally can affect you. That doesn't mean life won't be hard. That doesn't mean there won't be things that make you sad, that make you down or depressed or hurt. Of course, those things will happen. But your homeostasis is going to be at peace. So you might get rocked, you might have some things that happen, but once you balance back out, you balance back in peace. You don't balance back based on the external result, meaning maybe it was a bad day, but hey, I still got my paycheck. Or maybe it was a rough day, but hey, you know, I still got my nice house or my nice car. Like it's fine to have gratitude for those things, but those are not what we should hold in the highest regard. So life can be that simple, just as simple as the person that is solely involved in a sport, in a job, in a relationship, whatever is consuming them. If we shift that, and you know deep down, if you spent more time being the best version of you, life would be better. Now you might be asking yourself, I don't know how to do that. And of course, that's a different thing. But when you commit to saying, okay, I am going to be the best version of me. Tomorrow, when I wake up, I am going to set a goal to do things that raise my vibration, that help me see with a higher healing perspective. And when you start thinking that way, you'll start finding the answers to these questions. Because it's pretty simple, really. The things that are hardest for you are usually the place that you need to start healing. But once you admit and give yourself permission to say, hey, this is what is most important to me, raising my vibration, being the healed version of me, being the loving version of me. And when we all live that simple life, everything else will work its way out. You might just have this impact in your life on your circle around you, or you might be the most famous person in the world. It doesn't matter. One is not better than the other, because it's your internal state that truly matters. And it's that simple. It brought me so much joy when I was thinking about this message. It doesn't matter how successful I become externally, and I don't have to measure myself that way. What matters is how I feel every single day when I'm existing, because I believe that is what I'll take with me. When this life is over, when this experience ends, my energy, I feel like, is what will continue. Whether it's mine or it continues into the great connection of everybody, it will be a higher vibration. And that will give me fulfillment. Because it won't matter how famous, how successful, all these external things that we can achieve here. None of that matters. Even in 100 years, it'll all be forgotten. Like the accomplishments of me and the accomplishments of you, all of that will be forgotten. But energy cannot be created or destroyed. So if you focus on raising your energy and being the best version of you, you will be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about how you can simplify your focus in life and just be the best version of you. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. I appreciate all the follows there. They mean the absolute world to me. And thank you so much to the people that have sent me direct messages on Instagram, letting me know how the podcast has impacted them. It means so much, and it really inspires me to continue on this journey. So thank you so much for that. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.